Welcome to The Traveling Introvert. So I want to talk about sort of unlocking your executive presence. And I want to talk about a topic that a lot of us can relate to. And it's feeling overlooked at work. And it can be disheartening when you believe you have valuable contributions to offer, but you aren't getting the recognition that you feel that you deserve. And it can be for a variety of reasons. I'm not saying that this episode is going to cure everything, but I want to talk about sort of three key steps that you can take, which will help elevate you and raise your visibility so that you are less likely to be overlooked. And the first step towards being noticed for your contributions and your work is to identify and leverage your strengths. Take some time for self-reflection. And think about what unique skills do you bring to the table that no one else in your workplace does? Or maybe there's some overlap, but how do you do it differently? Recognizing your core competencies and areas where you excel is really important for you to be able to highlight those. Focusing on your strengths, you can position yourself as an expert in those areas. And once you have identified those strengths, find opportunities within your organization where these skills are needed or can make a significant impact. Seeking out projects or initiatives that align with your expertise and contributing to that can help showcase your abilities in areas that matter, and you'll naturally draw attention from colleagues and leaders who will recognize that the value you bring. Now, another part of this is communicating with confidence, and I am terrible at this sometimes. I definitely work with a client who every now and then for fun just goes, and Janice is now going to introduce herself. And I'm like, mute button, unmute button, and then blab, right? So we want to avoid this. If I would listen to my own sort of advice, it'd be stop, take a minute, breathe, and then go into my spiel. I know what I can do. I know what I'm capable of. Even if it means I have to have a little post-it note to remind myself, that is fine. But communicating with confidence is really important. It's not just enough to excel at your work. You also need to be effective in your communication and effective in communicating achievements and ideas. So start to develop a clear and concise communication style that allows others to understand your vision and sort of your value your contributions. So when you're thinking about presenting ideas or sharing updates, be confident in expressing yourself both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to your body language and see what that feels like. Remember, confidence sort of breeds confidence. Therefore, it's essential that you believe in yourself. You know what you're doing. You know you're good at your job. So exude that confidence and others will naturally be drawn to your presence and take notice of your contributions. And third, and by no means least, this is not in any particular order, cultivating relationships. Building strong relationships with colleagues and leaders is crucial for your visibility at work. I've talked previously about getting cheerleaders, right? Or fans. Take the time to connect with others on their level and show a genuine interest in their work and their ideas. Actively participate and think about professional development opportunities and expanding your circle of influence. Seek out mentors within the organization who can provide guidance and support as you sort of navigate not just the organization, but your career in general. These relationships can not only provide valuable insights, but also serve as advocates for your achievements. However, don't be too hard on yourself. Remember that building relationships, any relationship, can take time and effort. So be patient. Be consistent and authentic in your interactions. And by cultivating positive relationships within your workplace, and to be fair, outside of it, with your peers in other departments, in other locations, in other organizations, they will help you create a network of individuals who recognize your skills and will champion you for success and help propel you forward. So those are sort of three concrete steps to help raise your visibility for the value that you bring with the work that you do that will help you feeling less overlooked. Leveraging your strengths, communicating with confidence, and cultivating relationships. By following these steps consistently over time, this is not a, you know, tomorrow night, everything's wonderful kind of a thing. You'll position yourself as a valuable asset, both within your organization and outside of your organization. So I hope these tips sort of empower you to take action towards gaining the recognition that you deserve at work. Remember, it's never too late to make an impact and let your talents shine bright. Thank you for listening. This is Janice at thecareerintrovert.com, helping you get that executive presence, to get that job and that career that you deserve. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your week.